This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The MBTA Safety Review Panel released a report yesterday, and it revealed holes in the T's policies and practices around safety. Former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood served on the panel, is one of the members, and says that even though the findings of the report highlight a mountain of issues, the T is safe. He joined us earlier today to talk about the report, less than an hour after the MBTA shut down Green Line service between Kenmore and Haymarket due to a power problem. The secretary started by telling us what the review panel was asked to do.
Really looking at the accidents that occurred previously, looking at the staffing, and looking at the resources that are available to the T, not only in terms of the kind of budget that they operate under, but also resources in terms of equipment and infrastructure, and really analyzing the infrastructure and the other items that I mentioned.
And really with a focus on how the MBTA measures up on the question of safety, is that correct?
That is correct. When I was at DOT as secretary, I established a very strong reputation for safety, and I think that's why the control board asked me to be a part of this safety panel, and we put a microscope on the T when it came to safety.
What did you find?
We found that the T is safe with the work that they've done since the accidents and the work they've done since they've received some additional resources from the legislature, that they've made some very good improvements, but the T can be safer, and it will be safer if the staff and the team at the T follows our 34 recommendations. When those recommendations are implemented, the T will become safer than it is.
Secretary LaHood, a lot of the reporting on this report suggests that it was somewhat damning, that safety was not a priority at the T, but your opening line to me was the T is safe. How do we square that circle?
Since the accidents and since the time before we were appointed, the T had made some very serious adjustments. So our analysis showed that the T is safe. But the recommendations we make in terms of more resources, more people, fixing up the infrastructure will make the T safer.
Tell us about some of the recommendations that you made.
Well, we certainly recommended that they hire additional people that can be out on the front line when they find problems and when they find issues with the infrastructure. That there are expert people out there that either can replace infrastructure. We also recommended that the administrative team hire some additional people with expertise in safety and expertise in implementing a safety management system, which is required by law to be in place by July 2020. We also recommended that the legislature step up and provide some more resources. Providing the kind of safe service that the people deserve is not inexpensive, and there should be more resources, and we recommended that the legislature look very hard. And when we met with the governor gets it. He knows that the T needs more resources, and I think he'll be recommending that to the legislature in his budget proposal.
Secretary LaHood, the report reads to me as being quite critical of the culture of safety or lack thereof inside the MBTA administration. Do I understand that correctly? And what do you think is driving that lack of safety culture?
Under the old system, transit systems would appoint a safety manager. And then no one else really had buy-in. We're recommending that implementing the safety management system makes every employee a safety manager, so that everyday employees come to work with the idea that safety is number one. That means that every employee looks out after every other employee and also looks out after the safety of the system and the safety of the passengers that are riding the T. And that includes people who answer the phones, people who work in the office, people who work out in the yard, people who drive the trains. It includes everyone. And that culture simply did not exist, but it will if the safety management system is adopted and implemented
Secretary LaHood, the report specifically refers to lack of trust by essentially line workers in reporting up to senior and executive management at the T, that there was sort of a suppression of reporting up as well as poor communication across divisions in the T. What are some of the changes that you think senior management need to make in order to better encourage people to speak up and to foment better communication across the organization?
Once you begin to reward people and compliment them and call them out for really making safety number one and also applying it and also implementing it, then every employee gets the idea that safety really is number one, and you're not going to be reprimanded for pointing out bad safety in the system. You're going to be rewarded for it.
As you know, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker put the Fiscal Management and Control Board into place after what's often referred to as Snowmageddon here in Massachusetts in 2015. The report is critical that the Baker administration and the control board's focus both on reducing costs and accelerating the capital plan took the eye off the ball on safety. How do you feel about that tension, and how does one address it?
The two things that the control board has come to recognize is that they want safety to be the number one priority, and I think also it takes money. It takes the resources. And one of the things that I've said to the governor is, you don't have to get all of your money from the taxpayers. You don't have to get all your money at the fare box. Take a team of people to Washington, D.C., meet with the Secretary of Transportation, show her your vision and your plan for improving the T and making it the safest in the country, and there'll be opportunities for money at the Transit Authority, at the Rail Authority, and at the Department of Transportation.
How would you characterize the governor's response to the report yesterday?
Oh, I think the governor gets it. I think Governor Baker has a very strong vision for safety. He mentioned it as his number one priority. I think he continued to stress it at the press conference, I think it will. If they implement our 34 recommendations, I think this can be a very strong safety transit system in America, and a great legacy for those who implement this, including the governor.
You've said a couple of times in our conversation, Secretary LaHood, that the T is safe. Right about noon today, the MBTA tweeted out that the Green Line service is suspended between Park Street and Haymarket due to a power problem. You know that we've had a number of derailments, cars being detached, mechanical problems in the last 6 months. I can imagine a listener saying, I don't feel like the T is safe. I don't feel like it's holding together. What's your response to that?
I think there's a very strong commitment for safety. Given the right amount of resources, both financial and expertise from individuals, it will take some time. These things will not happen overnight. We did over 100 interviews with people that work at the T, and my feeling is that the T is safe, but it can be safer. And until some of these things are put in place, like more money and more people and more resources, a few of these problems are going to continue.
Who else needs to get on board and change what they're doing in order for the MBTA to become more safe and have a better culture of safety?
The entire MBTA organization needs to get on board. This needs to be a team of people who wake up every day and think about safety, who wake up every day and think about how do we really provide the safest service possible. When that happens, the T will be one of the safest in the country. When you marry safety with service, you will improve service and you will improve ridership.
That was former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood. He is also a member of the MBTA Safety Review Panel. Stay with us. Coming up, we speak with Congresswoman Catherine Clark about impeachment. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.